Today's shir is Masechta Yuma Daf Lamed Hey. We will begin on Daf Lamed Hey Omen Aleph at the Gemara. The Gemara said, the Mishnah that we learned yesterday said, "Aviyu lebeis haparva." They brought the kain gadol to the beis haparva, and the Mishnah said that that's where the mikveh was. So ask them on my parva exactly what does who what is why is it called parva? Amar Rav Yosef parva amgusha. Parva was a Mechashev, he was a person that did sorcery, and he was the one, Rashi explains, that built it. That's why it's called Parva. So, of course, many Rishoyim ask, we know that the Pasuk says, V'shem Rishoyim Yerkov. We don't want to speak about Rishoyim. And here, we're naming a Lishko, we're naming a room in the Beis HaMikdash after Parva, who was a Mechashev. So the Meiri explains that Parva was originally a Mechashev, but then Parva did tshuva. And because he did tshuva, that's why this area is called Beis HaParva. But I saw that other Mefarshim explain that Parva doesn't mean that he built, that he was a Mechashev, or doesn't mean that he was a Mechashev, or he built it that way, but what happened here was that they built this room, this mikveh, on the roof of this Beis HaParva, as we've been describing. Now, the Beis HaParva that they built, the mikveh on the roof, it's interesting because we know the water flows down. And here, the water flew up, went up, which is against gravity. But he was an engineer, apparently, that was able to build the mikveh in such a fashion that the water should be able to flow up and we should have a good mikveh. So now we understand why it was called Beis HaParva. Not that there was any magic involved, not that he was such a person, but everybody who saw this mikveh realized and recognized that something interesting must have been done in terms of being able to build this mikveh. And we learned further in the Mishnah, the Parsa Sadin Shabbats, they spread out a linen sheet. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Shabbats, why did they specifically use a linen sheet? Omrav Kahanika de Shiakir Shavoidas Hayoim Bebigdei Butz. That he should realize that everything that the Avoidas Hayoim is supposed to be in linen begodim. So I saw that the Sefer Tferes Tzion explains why would we think that there would be a mistake made and that they wouldn't use the linen begodim? Certainly, the Kohen Gadol had many attendants around him, helping him and teaching and telling him what to do. And there would never be, seemingly, a question that they're going to use different begodim than they were supposed to. So why did they have to have this reminder? So the first scene explains that it's not just that we want him to put on the Big Day Lovin, to put on the linen begodim. Of course, we don't really need to be concerned that the Kohen Gadol is going to forget, or there are going to be people there that will forget that that's what has to be done. The concern was a very different concern. The Kohen Gadol, as we described in our previous year, wore the Big Day Lovin for a reason, to remember the Chet HaEgel, to remember what his Avodah on Yom Kippur represents. That is something that we want him to constantly be thinking about, constantly be concentrating about. And that's why they put on this linen, they use this linen sheet to help him remember that today is Yom Kippur, and today is the day that he has to remember what is the purpose of him doing this Avodah on this day. We learned in the Mishnah, B'shachar Yilavish Plusin Shel Shmon Esrei, in the morning, he wore white begodim, linen begodim made out of, that were worth 18 mana, and in the afternoon, 12 mana, for a total of 30 mana. Ask the Gemara of Atana Minyana Slashminan, is the purpose of our Mishnah here to tell us that 12 plus 18 equal 30? Answers the Gemara Hakamashman, the Batz Mahani Loinavit, the less than 30 mana should not be spent on these big day kahuna. If he wants to spend more on one, less on more on one, less lamba. as long as it's a total of 30. So the Rebbeinu Eliyakim explains that what the Gemara means to say is that he can make, he can, as long as it equals 30, it doesn't make a difference how we get to the 30. But the Ritva explains that what the Gemara means to say is that we could make the morning begadim more expensive, but we can't, and we can make the afternoon begadim less expensive, but we can never make the morning begadim, it's not just enough that it should equal 30. It can never be less than 18 for the morning. And therefore, what the Gemara means to say here is, you could play around with the numbers, but they have to be at least 30, and the morning one has to be at least 18. Says the Gemara, the Kula Alma Mias, as we just said, everybody is in agreement, the Shachar Adifi, that the ones, that the morning ones have to be the more expensive one. Menolam, why? Says the Gemara, Amar of Hunabreder of Loy, Amar Kra. The Pasuk says four times when the Torah speaks about the big day Lovin, the Lina Begodim, does the Torah use the word bad? Bad, sounds bad, Kodesh Yilbash, or Mechna say bad Yel Besaroi, or Avne bad Yachkar, or Mitzvah bad Yitznoi, Big Day Kodeshim, Verochetz Besaroi, Bemaim Elevation. So the fact that the Torah says the word bad four times, we learn from here that he has to wear mufchor shebabad. He has to wear the best linen clothing that is available. And this is talking about the begadim in the morning, so that's how we know it's the morning one. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, it says in the Nevuah of Yecheskel, where Yecheskel describes the avodas Yom Kippurim. The Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Perek Mem Dalet, Pasuk Yudalet, or B'tzeisim al chotzer chitzoyno, My love, what does the Pasuk say by saying begodim acherim? That when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim in the evening, he doesn't wear begodim that are as expensive as the begodim that he wore in the morning. Chshuvim. So the Gemara wants to say, that doesn't that mean acherim? Shouldn't we say that they should be more expensive? Loi. Says the Gemara, that's not what acherim comes to mean. Rather, it means just the opposite. Pchus mehem. That the afternoon begodim have to be less expensive. And as I saw, Ritva explains this Gemara. If Yecheskel is describing what happened when the Kohen Gadol went into the Beis HaMikdash, he's not here to tell us something that we already learned previously. So it's not here to tell us that they wore different begodim in the afternoon than he wore in the morning. Because that we've already learned, that the Kohen Gadol wore different begodim in the afternoon than he wore in the morning. It must be that the Torah is here, that the Navi is coming to focus on the word acherim. And the Gemara is coming, the acherim is coming to teach us that not only did he change and not wear the same begodim, big day loving in the afternoon as he wore in the morning, but we're also trying to say that they weren't of the same value. So first the Gemara wanted to say that the morning, that maybe the morning begodim are less expensive than the afternoon. And then the Gemara says, no, it's the afternoon that are less expensive than the morning. And why is that? So Rashi explains, the avoided that the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKodeshim to do in the morning is an avoided that brings kapara. But the avoided that the Kohen Gadol went into the afternoon for was only to take out the big day, to take out the kafa machta, not to leave them there permanently, not to leave them there till next year. And therefore, that is much less of an avoida. And therefore, since it's much less of an avoida, of course, those are the less expensive begodim. And in fact, the Ritva applies to this Rashi a concept that we've learned earlier in our Masechta. Because when we discussed earlier in the Masechta, the avoida of the Trumas Hadeshen, the Gemara says, begodim Shemazik ben Kais l'Rabbi, the begodim are the begodim that you use to serve somebody are not the same begodim that you use to clean. So here too, the avoid in the afternoon is an avoid of cleaning. The avoid in the morning is an avoid of doing an avoidance that bring kapara to Klal Yisrael, and therefore certainly the avoid in the morning should use more expensive begodim. Says the Gemara, Huna by Yehuda, Vamlei Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, Ach shekals avoid the tzibur, after the Kohen Gadol finished the avoida of the tzibur, the ktiris, and all the other avoidas, the haktaris ktiris, and the sprinkling of the dam in the Kohen Gadashim, Kohen sh'asla imay ktinus, the Kohen whose mother would make him a ktinus, life shai vived by avoidas yachid. He could use it for the avoidas yachid. And there's a very big machlokes rishonim. What is the definition of the avoidas yachid? Rashi explains that it's going back to what we just discussed, that in the afternoon the Kohen Gadol did the tzos kaf kafa machter, and since, as we just explained, it's really not such an essential avoida, it's an avoida that's only there to clean up the base, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so the need to use big day Kodesh that were donated and prepared by the Tzibur is less, and he could use the big day, the begadim that his mother made for him. The Reino Yochim explains that we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in the afternoon would read from the Sefer Torah from Parshas Achrei Mois. And the begadim that we're talking about here are speaking about those begadim that he didn't, that the big day Kodesh that he wore while reading from the Sefer Torah could be from the begadim that his mother prepared from on his behalf. The Meiri explains that our Gemara has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. Our Gemara that says that the mothers of the Kohanim Gedolim prepare for them Big Day Kodesh is speaking about all year round, that when the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah, the begadim that he could wear were begadim that his mother prepared on his behalf. So the Ben Yoyada explains, why does the Gemara go into such detail to tell us that the Kohen Gadol's mothers prepared for them these Big Day Kodesh? So the Pasha Pshat that I always learned was the mothers were so proud of their sons that they had become Kohanim Gedolim, and they prepared for them these wonderful begadim. But he explains that the Gemara Masechta Makkos says that we know that if somebody kills somebody else, b'shoigig, he has to go to Golus, Tara Ari Miklat. And the mothers of the Kohanim would, and the person remains in the Ari Miklat until the Kohen Gadol is Nifter. And the mothers of the Kohanim Gedolim would prepare food and everything for the people who were in the Ari Miklat, that these people should not daven, that their children, that the Kohanim Gedolim should die, and they will be able to get out of the Ari Miklat. Says the Ben Yoyada, the Ksoinis is Mechaperis al Shvichas Domim. Going back to the story with Yosef at Tzadik, where the Pasuk says, V'yitbalu as a ksoinus bedam. So since the mothers of the Kohanim Gedolim were so concerned that these people, that there shouldn't be any murder in Klal Yisrael, because if there's murder in Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, it puts their children, the Kohanim Gedolim, in danger. That's why they went out of the way to make ksoinus that is beautiful, and the schus should protect that there should be no murder in Klal Yisrael. And since there was, if there won't be any murder in Klal Yisrael, their children, the Kohanim Gedolim, will be protected. However, the halacha is Ovad Shim Serena L'Tzibur. It has to be given over to the Tzibur. The halacha is that anything that somebody wants that it should be used by the Tzibur, it has to be given over to the Tzibur properly, and that's why these begadim have to be given over. Says the Gemara, of course, Pshita. Of course, the halacha is that it has to be given to Tzibur. Since the Big Day Kahuna that the Kohen Gadol wears has to be from the Tzibur, so you have to give it over to the Tzibur properly. Says the Gemara, we need to be concerned that maybe it won't be done that way. And if it won't be that done that way, it will be not qualified to be used for the Big Day Kahuna. K'mashmalan, the Gemara is teaching us that we need not be concerned for that. So I saw that Tosfos asks a question. There's a machloikas tanoim, but the people who used to be the Shomrei Sevichim B'Shviyas, the people volunteered to protect the fields in the Shemitah year, that they should have barley for the Omer, they should have wheat for the Shtei Lechem. The Rabbi Yossi says that if somebody wants to donate his time, he can do so. And as long as he donates his time and he gives it over to the Tzibur properly. The Chachamim disagree. So the question is, what will the Chachamim do with this Gemara? So Tosfos answers, when we're dealing with Shomrei Svichim, when we're dealing with people who work in the field, we need to be concerned that they're not learned people and they won't be in touch and properly fulfill the halacha of Shem Yim Sereni Yofel Tzibur, that they're going to give over this to the Tzibur properly. But here we're speaking about the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is a Talmid Chacham usually, and moreover, the Talmid Chacham, the Kohen Gadol is anxious to see that there should be glory brought to the Tzibur. And therefore, by the Kohen Gadol, we don't have this concern, even according to the Chachamim. So since the Gemara just mentioned of the Kohen Gadol, whose mother prepared for him the beautiful begadim, says the Gemara, Amar Alav al Rishmo ben Pabi. They said about Rishmo ben Pabi, Rishmo ben Pabi was a Kohen Gadol in the time of the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, and he was a Kohen Gadol for 10 years, and he was considered, as the Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph, a Talmud Chacham, Mitamidov Shal Pinchas ben Aaron HaKoyin. In fact, the Gemara over there says that whenever he would approach the Beis HaMikdash, a bas kol would announce, Su Sh'arm Rasheichem, V'yikonis Yishmo ben Pachi, Talmidov Shal Pinchas, V'yishamish B'koyin G'doyla. So Amar Lav HaYishmo ben Pabi, Osla Ima G'toyin Shamei Amona. His mother made for him a garment of Mei Amona, Loif Sheva Ove B'Yachid, and he wore it to do the Avodas Yachid that we spoke about a moment ago, and as we also learned, Masul Tzibur. He was careful to give it over to the Tzibur properly. Amru Alav, says the Gemara, of Elazar ben Charsim. They said regarding Elazar ben Charsim, he too, the Gemara teaches us, was a Kohen Gadol in the time of the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, who served for 11 years. And the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis says that he was a Kohen Gadol in the time of Antigonus Ish Soichai, which was at the beginning of the Tekufas Tanoim. So says the Gemara, as we're going to learn, Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim was a very wealthy individual. Also like Imai Ketonis Mishtei Ribua. His mother made him a Ketonis out of 20,000 mona. And the other Kohanim did not allow him to wear that beged. It was so transparent, it looked like you could see his body through the begadim. There's an interesting discussion here amongst the Achronim. When was this beged made for? Was it made for Yom Kippur? Or was it a beged that his mother prepared for him for all year round? But ask the Gemara, how is it possible for the Big Day Kohuna to be transparent? Every thread that was used to make the Big Day Kohuna was made out of six individual threads that were turned around together. So how could that be something that's transparent? Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya Kechamra B'Mizga. Sometimes you'll have wine in a thick glass jar. So even though the glass jar is very thick, but it's still transparent. So the fact that it was thick doesn't prevent it from being transparent. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Ani V'Oshir Boin Ledin. Ani V'Oshir V'Rosh Boin Ledin. Lachamei V'Esrim, everybody comes Ledin Torah to have to give a Din V'Cheshbon. And you're going to have and the Gemara discusses the poor person, the wealthy person, and the Rosh that are going to have to give a Din V'Cheshbon. And as the Mefarshim explained, this Gemara is brought here because we just mentioned Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim, and he's the usher that the Gemara is going to be referring to. The Iyun Yaakov says that the Gemara mentions the Oni first. The reason that the Oni is mentioned first is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyev Aniyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives poor people. And therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do Din, he looks at the Ani first, and hopefully through the Ani, he will, even if the world deserves punishment, that will be a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not punish the world. So the Shlo HaKadosh tries to frame this Gemara. And he says that every person here, the Ani, the Asher, the Rasha, are trying to give an excuse why they didn't learn Torah. The Ani says, I barely had any money, and I needed to work all the time, so I didn't have an opportunity to learn. The Asher says, I was busy with my business enterprises, that stopped me from learning. And the Rasha says that, says the Shla, is not speaking about a person who is an individual who is doing Averis. He says, I am a Rasha. The definition of a Rasha, says the Shla, is a person who has bad midos, bad behavior traits. And he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole purpose, he argues, for learning Torah is to make ourselves into better people. I had to do other things to make myself into a better person, recognizing my personality flaws, and that's why I didn't have a chance to learn. So we tell the Ani, we say to him, we tell him, why didn't you learn Torah? So he says, Ani, you see, I was a poor person and I was busy trying to make a living. So Lasa Lovey, they're going to tell him, Klum Ani Hayisa Yaisim Hillel. Were you any poorer than Hillel? I saw a beautiful vart. The pasuk says, we say it every day, Rabbis Machshavas Belavish, Vatsas Hashem Hisokum. He refers to Hillel, Yosef, and Elazar. Vatsas Hashem. Rabbis Machshavas, a person has all sorts of excuses why he doesn't have to learn. But he, if you look at Hillel and Yosef and Elazar, Tukum, that you can learn from them how to do the Atzas Hashem. The Atzas Hashem is that we should sit and learn Torah. Look at these individuals and we will learn how to learn Torah. Says the Gemara, Amar Lava Hillel Azokin, Shebechal Yoyim V'yoyim Ha'yosa. Every day he had to work for a panasa. Mestaprik Betarpik, and his entire daily earnings was a chatzi dena. Chatzi hayonaisin l'shem beis hamedrash. Half he gave to the shem beis hamedrash, and chatzi panasa l'panasas meistay. Half he used for the purse for his own family. So the Mefarshim explain why did they have to pay the shem beis hamedrash. So the Mashal explains that in those days the beis hamedrash was typically outside of the city, and they had to have a guard protecting that place. And therefore, they needed everybody who wanted to enter the Beis HaMedrash had to pay. The Ben Yoyada explains that they sat and learned at night. And since they learned at night, they needed a shomer at night. Similarly, he explains that they just needed a shomer. They needed an attendant in the shul to take care of the shul. And I saw Rabbi Yisrael Salanta explains it wasn't that the Shomer became a very important, very wealthy person. But what happened was that he needed to make a living, and everybody donated this small amount. So the Chofetz Chaim, based on this Gemara, says we know that I'm a Vazbez, Al Yivazbez Yosef Mechaimish. If somebody's giving tzedakah, he need not give away more than 20%. And here, Hillel gave away 50%. So the Chofetz Chaim says that even though the halach is that for tzedakah, we only give away 20%, when it comes to limud HaTorah, that he needed to learn Torah, the 20% rule doesn't apply, and he was allowed to give more. And in fact, the Chofetz Chaim says not only does that apply, he says this in the Sefer Chavos Chesed, that not only does this apply to people who are learning, who are spending money for their own learning of Torah, but even people who are spending money that other people should be able to learn Torah, also it falls into the category of Yisachar and Zvulun, and he has to give away, he could give away whatever he needs for tzedakah. However, I did see that the Shulchan Aruch Rav does suggest that this is all only permitted when the amount that you're giving away is, that the amount that you're keeping is enough that you could survive on. If it's not enough that you could survive on, then there may not be a heter to give that much away for tzedakah. Pamachas leMotzel Stakah. There was one day where he couldn't find any job. So the Shaima says, if you can't pay the entrance fee, you can't come in. All of a nitva Yoshua al Pia Aruba. So he went and he sat by the chimney. In order that he should be able to hear Torah for Shmai Vavtalia. Because I saw the Ben Yoyada explains that this story, as we're about to learn, happened on Friday night. And on Friday night, they used to typically say the Shiurim on Tzoydus HaTayra, on Divrei Kabbalah. And Hillel wanted to hear the Tzoydus HaTayra. Kadesh Yishma Divrei Elkim Chaim B'Shmai Vavtalia. Amru. This episode happened on Friday. It was in the winter. And snow came down. So the Ben Yoyada asks, where else does snow come down from? Of course the snow came down. What is the Gemara saying that it came down? So the Ben Yoyada explains that it was a day that they didn't expect that it should snow. If it was a day that they expected to snow, Hillel would have no right to go up and lay on the roof. It was min ha-shamayim that all of a sudden it started to snow. V'yarel avshel min ha-shamayim. Shol amur ha-shachar, when the day began, amur lo shmai le-avtalyin, shmai says to avtalyin, avtalyin achi, b'chol yoyim ha-beis meir. Every day there's sunlight in this room. V'yoyim, and now it's daylight, it's by day, and the room is still dark. Shema Yom Emunimu is a cloudy. Hitzitzu Einayim, and they looked up. V'ra Demus Odna Baruba, and they found a person laying on the chimney. Ola Matz Alav Rum Sholosh Amos Shelig. They found on top of him three amos of snow. Perkua, they took him off the roof. V'chitzua, and they washed him with warm water. V'sichua, and they smeared him with oil. V'shivu Kenegan Madura, and they put him next to the fire. Omnin Roy Zel Chalalof Shabbos. This is a person from whom we could be Mechal Shabbos. So, Dean Yaakov explains, what they meant to say was that another person who had done something like this, to lay himself out on the roof during a snowstorm, maybe we're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for. A person who endangers himself, maybe we're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Hillel, who did it, as we see in the Gemara, because of his tremendous Ahavas HaTorah, that's a person we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for. But I saw that the Imre Emes disagrees. And the Emre says that everybody was supposed to be Mechal Shabbos. But we only have a right to Mechal Shabbos if the person that will be Mechal Shabbos is going to survive. So Shmai and Avtalyon looked at Hillel's situation and they saw if we'll take care of him, he could survive. And therefore, we can be Mechal Shabbos. Another pshat that the Ben Yoyada explains that, as we said earlier, it really wasn't expected to snow. And since it wasn't expected to snow, they said he didn't really do anything wrong by doing this, and that's why we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos on his behalf. But here our Gemara teaches us how important it is that under the most difficult situations, we have to learn Torah. So I saw the Rav Shach once said over from Rav Yitzchak Petterberger. He says, we normally think that a person is going to come to the Olam Ha'emes and they're going to ask him, why did you do whatever Averis you did? And the person is going to have to be able to answer why he did those Averis. Al Gemara is teaching us a very deep vart, said Rav Shach. Al Gemara is teaching us that besides for all the Averis that he's going to have to do, that he's going to have to give a din v'cheshbin for, he's also going to have to give a din v'cheshbin for why didn't he learn Torah? You would think it's enough that he's going to have to answer, why did he do all those Averis? Said Rav Shach, that's not just enough. He's going to have to give a din v'cheshbin, why didn't he learn Torah? And he quoted Rav Chaim Brisker. Rav Chaim Brisker said, even deeper, he says, because we know, the Barasali Yetzirah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I created a Yetzer Hara, but Berasli Torah Tavlin, I created an antidote to the Yetzer Hara. The antidote to the Yetzer Hara is the Torah. So they're going to tell the person, why didn't you learn Torah? If you wouldn't have learned Torah, you would have never have done these averis. That's why he said, we know that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos and the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin says Tchilas Dina Shel Adam. The first question that they ask a person is Kavat to eat them with Torah. Did you learn Torah? Why is that the first question? Because if a person would have learned Torah, his whole life would have been different. A person who learns Torah, I saw the Rav Shalom Shvadron Zitzal said that he quoted the Shlach Kodesh on Masechta Shavuos. He said that what does Torah accomplish? What do we say? What is pshat that we ask a person named Maloy Sakta B'Torah? He said that a person who learns Torah is a person who will not be able to remain a Rasha. And if a person, and that's why the question is that a person, that's why we have to constantly learn Torah. And if even a person is poor and he has excuse like Hillel that I didn't have the opportunity to learn Torah, the answer is that's not a teretz. And he says that's pshat in the Gemara in Masechta Brachos Daf Ches. The Gemara says La'olam yagas adam yetzer tova yetzer hara. A person should have the yetzer hara prevail over the yetzer hara. Nitzchay, if he prevails, motiv, great. V'mlav yasik b'Torah, because of course we have to live life with doing Torah. But it's not enough to live a life of doing, a life of having the Yetzer Hara prevail. Not only are we always able to prevail, but there's one way that the Yetzer Hara could prevail, and that is Yasik B'Torah. But Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to say that when you learn this Gemara, we are not only supposed to remember Hillel, we're also supposed to remember Hillel's wife. Let's think about the Hillel's wife. She had a husband who really didn't earn much. And besides that, he didn't earn much. He gave away half of his earnings that he should be able to learn Torah. It's Friday night. Everybody's home usually Friday night. Where is Hillel Friday night? He is at the Beis Medrash learning. When somebody has a wife, said Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, like Hillel's wife, then you could be a Hillel. Says the Gemara, Rasha said, Usher, Armalai, name Malai Saka B'Torah. And then they asked the wealthy person, why didn't you learn Torah? Im Omer, if he says, Usher Hayisi, he says, I was a wealthy person, Torah Hayisi bin Nechasai, and I was very busy with all of the various money that I, all of the earnings that I had to make. And that's why I couldn't learn Torah. Says, I'm like, we say to him, Klum Asha Yisa, Yosem Rav Lezer. You weren't wealthier than Rav Lezer Macharsim. And explains the Gemara, Amr Lav Al Rav Macharsim. They said regarding Rav Lezer Macharsim, Shaniach Lai Aviv, Elif Ayaris B'Yabasha, 1,000 cities on dry land. The Kenegdan Elis Finis B'Yam, he owned 1,000 boats in the Yam. V'chayoyim V'yoyim Noitel Na'oit Shal Kemach Aksefai. Every day he would take a simple jar of flour, and he would travel from city to city, from Medina to Medina, from country to country, Lilma Torah. Pamachas Matzah Avodav. One time, his own workers found him traveling in order to go learn Torah. Vasabar and Garya. And they wanted to draft him to go to work. Amalahem, Bebekoshmachem. He said to them, I beg of you, Henicheni, please let me go. Ve'elich Lim Torah. I want to go learn Torah. And as the Mefarshim explained, he didn't identify who he was. He didn't want to say that he's Reb Elazar ben Charsim, because if he would say he was Reb Elazar ben Charsim, of course they would say Reb Elazar ben Charsim is the Gevaldige Talmud Chacham. We can't use him to work. But he didn't want to be mishtamish. B'kisrei shel Torah. He didn't want to use the fact that he's a Talmud Chacham for his own benefit. So he just asked them, leave him. Another pshat that the Mashal suggests is that he didn't want to identify himself because he said he was concerned that if he's going to identify himself, they're not going to believe
him that he's Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim, and then he's going to have to start spending time proving that he is indeed Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim. But those precious moments can be used as moments to learn Torah. And that's why he just said, without identifying his name, he just said, please let me go learn Torah. Amalai, Chai Rabbi Elazar, they said a shvu in the name of Chlez ben Chazan, she'em anichnai say. We won't let you go. You have to come do the work. And this whole story happened because they never knew him. And I saw the Mefarshim explain. The Gemara is being very careful in saying, he didn't spend his life trying to get wealthy. It was all an inheritance that, of course, he had. But what we see from him was his asmada, that he didn't give up a moment from learning Torah. Rasha Imram Loi, and then we speak about a Rasha, and we say to him, Name Aloy Sakta B'Torah, why didn't you learn Torah? Im Amar No Yisi, if he says I was a beautiful, V'Torah Yisi B'Yitzri, and I was always busy, as we learned earlier from the Shlo, trying to fend off the Yetzirah. Imram Loi, so Beznan Shamala will say to him, Kluma No Yisi M'Yosef, were you any more beautiful than Yosef Atzadik? Says the Gemara, Amar Lov Al Yosef Atzadik. Every day she would try to entice him to do an Aveira. But Dvarim, she would give him all sorts of arguments that he should do this Aveira. But God, the clothing that she wore in the morning, she didn't wear in the evening. But God, and she said to him, have relations with me. And Yosef said to her, love, I refuse. Amalai, Harani Havshik Rebbe Sassoon, if you will refuse, I will have you imprisoned. Amalai, so Yosef responded, Hashem Mater Asurim, I'm not worried about prison. Hashem will help me get out of the prison. Amalai, so then she said, Harani Kaifav Kamascha, I'm going to cause you to become bent down because I'm going to hurt you so much until you won't be able to stand. He said, Hashem Zayke Kufim. Nobody could hurt me if Hashem doesn't want me to be hurt. Hareini Mesame Sanecha, I will blind you. So he responded, Hashem Bekei Chivrim. My eyesight is not dependent on you. My eyesight is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nosson La Elfa Kikri Kesev L'Shmaila. She was willing to pay him a tremendous sum of money to have relations with her. Lishkevetzla Lias Ima. She refused to listen to him, because he knew that if he does an Aveira with her in this world, that Aveira will remain with him, because as the Gemara says, anyone who violates an Aveira in the Olam Haza, it remains attached to him in the next world. And Yosef knew that this would be the repercussions of doing an Aveira with her. And therefore, he said, I can't allow that to happen. I can't allow myself to be together with such a situation. So I saw that the Sefer Dairis Avitz says that the lesson from Yosef is not only for the time of Yosef. It's a lesson that's supposed to, and all these lessons are lessons to be with us in all generations. And I saw that the Pnei Menachem explains the Gemara. When we look at Yosef, he makes two very interesting observations. He says, when this happened to Yosef, one isn't supposed to assume that at that point HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him some incredible siyata d'shmaya, that he should be able to use that siyata d'shmaya to fend off Potiphar's wife, defend off the Yetzirah. On the contrary, said the Pnei Menachem, at that moment he lost his madregas, but he still was able to remain strong. That's a real tzaddik. And then he said another word. He said, what happened to Yosef HaTzaddik became part of Klal Yisrael, and the schus of Yosef HaTzaddik and the lesson of Yosef HaTzaddik remains with Klal Yisrael for all future generations, that they should be able to fight off the Yetzirah. Nimtza, says the Gemara, by learning this Gemara, we've just understood why Hillel is Mechayev Asaniyim. Hillel says people who are poor that don't learn Torah, this is, takes away their excuse. Rabbi Elazar Mechassa Mechayim v'Zashirim, that they don't have excuse for not learning Torah. V'Yosef Mechayim v'Zashirim, and Yosef Tzadik takes away the excuse that Rishoyim say that they can't learn Torah. And I saw that the Sefer Yismach Yisrael explains that the Gemara says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bar B'Trunia and B'Ri Yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very fair with all the people that he created. And he knows, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that he created, we all were created with the Yetzer Hara. And therefore, when we will come to the Olam HaEmes, we will have an excuse. We'll say that we have a Yetzer Hara. And that's why we did the Averis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, Yosef HaTzadik also had an Avera. And even though he had an Avera, he had a Yetzer Hara, he can't use that as an excuse. The Gemara Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph, explains the Yismach Moshe, says, Odom Muad L'Olam. A person can't claim that he's an Oynus if he did damage. By other situations, of course, we know there's a concept of Oynus that was beyond my control. But you can't use that excuse, says the Yismach Moshe, when it's something that a person does. A person is supposed to be in control of his actions. Adam mu'ad lo'olam. And therefore, Yosef mechayev as Rishoyim, that they can't say I had a Yetzer Hara, they can't say it was an Oynus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do what's right. And when we do what's right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Gevaldige Siyata D'Shmaya to do what's right. And as we explained from the Shloh, and the way we're able to do right is by learning Torah. That is the best antidote against the Yetzer Hara. That's the best way to achieve Hatzlacha.